to say that USDA's final crop production report on January 12th was anything but bearish corn would have been an understatement. Looking at the old crop numbers, USDA made very little changes to the 24 crop year balance sheet. What we did see was a decrease in feed demand by 12 million bushels and a decrease in food demand by 8 million. That resulted in a 19 million bushel increase in ending stocks, putting stocks at an okay 1.5 billion bushels. But that's where things ended, as USDA was extremely bearish when it came to the 25 numbers, especially looking at the S&Ds. Right, USDA came in and they increased planted acres by 100,000. They increased harvested acres by 1.28 million. And they increased yield by a half a bushel. Yield came in 2.5 bushels above expectations. Harvested acres was not on anybody's radar to see that increase. So that actually was the 1.28 million above expectations. The end result was production was increased 269 million bushels to just slightly above 17 billion. That was 469 million bushels above expectations. Looking at the demand side, feed demand was increased by 100 million bushels. Now at 6.2 billion, we did see food demand drop by 10 million bushels, and that resulted in a ending stocks estimate increasing by 198 million bushels, putting stocks at a very comfortable 2.2 billion bushels. That was 247 million bushels above expectations. Now, what was interesting is, with all of that changes and with that increase in stocks, USDA increased the national average price for corn by 10 cents. Of course, looking at it, most of the acres increase that we saw, the 1.2 million acre increase in harvested acres, was mostly due to the fringe states. It was not seen in the Corn Belt as they actually saw acres dropped. Most of this came in states like North Dakota, Pennsylvania, and others that for the reasoning behind the government is using is that it was a decrease, a sharp decrease in acres that went to chopping, and these acres actually came in to be harvested because of the solid corn crop that we did produce in 2025. As far as the world numbers are concerned, the world ending stocks came in at 290.9 million metric ton. That was up 11 million metric ton from expectations and 11.7 over the previous month. China did see production increased by 6.2 million metric ton, but the rest of it all came from the U.S. increase in production. Overall, like we said, this was negative to the corn market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.